Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Two casino projects in Manhattan voted down this morning. Caesar's Palace Times Square. The proposal was voted 4-2 down by the Community Advisory Committee. Then that same panel voted down the Avenir plan at Hudson Yards.
Question of whether to advance the application to the Gaming Facility Location Board has received two positive votes, meaning the application has been disapproved.
At a press conference from those opposed to any casino in Times Square, including officials from the Broadway League, they were very much against that Times Square Caesars Palace project. They said in a statement, a casino can go anywhere, but Broadway only lives here. Believe it or not, rent is down in some New York City neighborhoods. While rent prices are increasing citywide, a new Street Easy report shows it's been dropping in 8 neighborhoods over the past year. The biggest decline in Dumbo, 8% drop there. However, the median asking rent is still pretty high, $5,600 a month. Elsewhere, rent in East New York, that's down about 8% to an average of $3,000. In Manhattan, rent prices fell in Battery Park City by just over 5.5% compared to a year ago. Roosevelt Island also saw a significant decrease. Citywide, the average rent is just over $4,000, a more than 7% jump from last August. Mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani picking up another key endorsement today in the Bronx.
Carl Hastie is showing his Democratic colleague some love.
He has a romantic view of what the city can be and should be. And, you know, sometimes people want to be romance.
The assembly speaker seems that he's all in on a long-term relationship with Mamdani, saying he supports raising taxes for free buses and universal child care.
I'll tell you this, millionaire taxes poll extremely well.
Hastie's endorsement comes days after Mamdani got the governor's backing.
It showcases how politics can be more than what we saw under our previous governor, where City Hall and Albany were assumed, no matter what day of the week it was, to be at war.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Queens man has been hit with a slew of charges for allegedly mowing down pedestrians in Corona over the weekend. Prosecutors say 40-year-old Luis Saula Quindi was drunk when he blew past a stop sign and hit a 72-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl Sunday night. Police say his blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit, and he had been driving with a suspended license. He now faces felony vehicular assault charges and could get up to 15 years in prison if convicted. The victims were taken to a hospital. They're expected to survive. Long Island is not done after the Ryder Cup. Governor Hochul announcing this morning another pro tournament is coming to Bethpage.
Come 2028, we'll be expecting to host the KPMG Women's PGA Champion for the first time ever right here. Let's give that round of applause right here at the Bethpage Lake Court.
Hochul says Bethpage will host the PGA Championship in the year 2033. The Ryder Cup begins next week. President Trump is expected to attend the opening round. Well, you may have heard the expression thirst trap when someone posts a photo or video looking for a little attention online. Well, two women in Brooklyn were accused of setting up some rather real traps instead, taking it a step further. Cops say they lured men to a building at the Cooper Park Houses through dating apps, only to rob them. It's happened at least twice to men in their 20s. Back in July, cops say the young men in separate incidents got off the elevator. They were met by two armed and masked men, and things got violent. In both cases, the victims lost out cash, phones, and in one case, the victim got robbed of his Mercedes-Benz. Investigators released pictures of the two women, and they're asking anyone with information on them to contact Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.